River slicks.
Yes.
Was that the kind? Is that a kind of stone?
Well, that's a stone. It's a rock. Some of them's large and some of them small. But I've seen large rivers, what we call river slicks. They said I can take you through a section of this county where there's that river slick rock goes all the way across the county from Cock County and I don't know how far it reaches down in Georgia. They say I've always been taught it. That was where the stream was years and years, hundreds of years ago.
Do they call a fence like that a rock fence?
Or rock fence, fence, rock fence.
And what is used to put in a chicken's in a hen's nest to get her to lay?
Well, you put the nest up and you put some hay or straw in it, mm-hmm. and then if you wanted to. I have seen people use gourd eggs, and way back when I was a kid, they'd put a gourd egg in the mm-hmm. nest, and sometimes wouldn't put anything on, just the hay and stuff, and the hen would go on there and build it, go in and go laying in the nest.
Have you ever seen those artificial ones that they sell in stores?
Oh, yes, I've seen them.
What are they made of?
They're out of plastic glass.
You ever see one made out of that, like what good dishware is made of?
No, I don't believe. I don't believe I have.
What would you call good dishware?
Huh?
What would you call
Chinaware?
Pardon?
Chinaware?
Yeah. Never saw an egg made of that.
Yeah, I've seen a China egg. I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing that you'd carry water in from the well.
Water bucket, water pail.
Okay. Well, is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, they used to call a wooden cedar bucket, they'd call that a pail.
Uh-huh.
And a tin or a galvanized was a bucket.
I see. And how about an old one that got black on the bottom and you used it to feed the hogs?
A slop pail.
Slop pail?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, the kind of thing that they fry eggs in.
Skillet.
Have you ever seen one of these with legs on it?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they called?
Ovens.
Okay. What are they like?
Well, they've got lids on them, most ovens have. And they're just a cast oven made, maybe it's 3 inches deep, or maybe one's 4 inches deep, and it's round, and
uh-huh.
it's got some of them's got four legs on them, and some of them's got two legs.
I see. What are they cooking there?
Well, way back yonder, the old folks cooked on the fire with those things, and they'd cook cornbread, they'd cook sweet potatoes, arsh potatoes, or anything that they wanted to cook in them, and nothing better than cornbread made in an old time Dutch oven.
I see. Now, what about a heavy iron thing with a large opening?
Kettle.
Yeah.
That was wash kettles.
Mm-hmm. And then something you put cut flowers in. You probably have one right in here.
Vase?
Sure. Now, what about something you put a living plant in?
A pot?
Yeah.
Pot.
Okay. And the things you eat with at the table are?
Forks and knives and spoons.
Okay. And so, what kind of things do you use when you're slaughtering hogs?
Butcher knives.
Just one would be a...
Butcher knife.